You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites, from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through two cartons in one day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
Let's welcome in our man, Nick Friedell. He is an Odyssey Sports NBA insider. Insider calls brought to you by Hyundai, guys. We put your safety first and everything else second. Learn more at HyundaiUSA.com. Nick, appreciate you jumping back on with us. It's always good to talk with you. Listen, I said to Mike yesterday, I like the idea of new blood. As much as I love LeBron and Curry and all the guys, this is something different. And do you think it's going to attract more of an audience, or that these guys have to do, you know, spectacular things to get that kind of casual interest? Because that's the thing that a Steph Curry or LeBron automatically brings.
I am definitely in door number two there, guys. Because if you have relied, as the NBA has for so long, on Steph and LeBron, it takes time to build new viewing habits. And I think long-term for the league, this is a great couple weeks, because – so many of these guys, the Jalen Brunsons and Halliburtons in the East, and certainly Ant and SGA in the West, a lot of the casual fans don't know about them. So it's a great time for the league's growth. But I don't think that the league is sitting there thinking, oh, well, I wish that that things had played out in a different way. I mean, the league always wants the hits. And the hits, as far as the NBA is concerned, are Steph and LeBron. And that's why, on a broader note to all of this, Adam Silver, for as great as these young players are, has got to be absolutely praying that the Knicks win in the East and get to the finals. Because for as much as true basketball fans might love Pacers Thunder, the league isn't going to love that, because it's two small market teams that just don't have that much of a following nationally.
Right. The Knicks and Celtics were averaging like 5.7 million viewers. The Lakers and the Timberwolves game four was the most watched of this so far at 7.35. So that's what Carl and I were saying. How do you find that next generation of the casual fan to jump on board the next generation of these new Jack hoopsters? And again, it's going to be a lot of fun. As you said, super entertaining. Is Oklahoma City going to be able to handle their water? Because they blew game six, and at times they look a little shaky. If Caruso doesn't start making some shots, I don't know what was going to happen the other night.
I think they are, and I believe that because they've been the most talented team probably all year, aside from Boston, and we know what happened there with Tatum's injury. But they're so deep, and they play defense so well. So like you, I sat there in game six and went, uh-oh, things are looking really shaky here. I don't know if this is actually going to happen for the Thunder. But then they responded at home in game seven. And if you're Mark Daigneault in that coaching staff, you're telling your team, we have been the best group all year long. We had some moments in that Denver series where it didn't look really good, but we know who we are, and we know that we have a higher level than anybody that's left. So absolutely, as we sit here right now, I expect the Thunder to win the West and to be in the finals. But for any young team that's going through it for the first couple times together, that's always the hurdle. The hurdle is clearing a defending champ like they just did in Denver. It's getting to the West Finals in this case and finding a way to get out of that series. For as great as Minnesota looks with Ant at the top of everything, I just don't know if they have the talent to match up to the Thunder. And if they can rise to the occasion, well, then we're going to see SGA on a whole different level.
Nick, look, when the Celtics hired Brad Stevens, he was already there as their president of basketball ops, de facto general manager. Everybody said, oh, he's too young. He won't do a great job. And he's done a terrific job there. But talk about Sam Presti and what he's done at Oklahoma City. I think he's the best executive in basketball because of how he's been able to do this a couple of different times.
I would agree, and I would tell you that behind the scenes, when you start talking to people in the league, they'll tell you the same about Presti. They've been shocked at his ability to kind of redo things on the fly. And again, if you're in a smaller market and you don't have the cash flow and the revenue that some of these other bigger teams have, then you're always looking for different ways to win. And when he made that move for SGA, I think a lot of people around the league saw the potential, but they weren't sure that he was the star that he's become. On top of the fact, guys, I mean, the Thunder, you could make the argument their secondary logo should be the lottery card because they have so many draft picks that are just sitting there waiting to be used in time. So Sam Presti, over and over again, has been the guy that has shown that he can redo that team and make them really, really good. The issue is he's never been able yet to win a title. Maybe this is the team, but pound for pound in the league right now, I don't think there's a better executive going.
Talking some NBA guys with Nick Friedel from, the vantage point of a fan who grew up in New York. And I told Carl this last week. For a million years, I never thought the Knicks would get back to the championship, and I'd never, ever envisioned it happening with Thibodeau. Always felt, you know, he's going to run these guys into the ground, but it just seems like they got the right balance of superstars. They've got the depth. You're buying Thibodeau to get it done. He's 67, by the way. This could probably be his best last chance to get to an NBA Finals as head coach.
This is it. This is absolutely it. If he doesn't do it now, guys, it ain't going to happen because rarely in the league, do you get four cracks at running the show. So I've known Tibbs a long, long time, dating back to when I started in Chicago, and he got that Bulls job. Nobody wants to do it more than that guy does. And I would also say I think the prevailing thought around the league was exactly what you described, and that Tibbs is a hell of a coach. But Tibbs, the knock on Tibbs was he wore out his players, and he was always the A to B guy. He was never the B to C coach. Now, if you go and you take this Knicks team, even to the finals, I think that moniker fades away for him. And what the key is for Tibbs and this group is he's got a bunch of Tibbs, like prime players, and he's got guys who think just like him. I mean, I watch the Knicks, and I think there's Tibbs, and there's a bunch of mini Tibbs with him, with Brunson, with Hart, with guys that know exactly what they're supposed to do. The person that doesn't necessarily fit that description I just provided is Towns. I'm still even in shock a year later, not even, that was the move that they made. But it's worked out for both teams, and he now has a chance, Towns does, to change a moniker of his own and a guy that's really good in the regular season but kind of fades away in the big game. So I believe the Knicks have enough to at least get to the finals. I think Brunson is just a little bit better than Halliburton, and he can carry that team across. I don't know if they have enough to win the finals, but if Tibbs can get them to that point, I like their chances because you know that guy. I mean, he'll knock you out till the death until he finds a way to break through that final wall.
Insider calls brought to you by Hyundai, guys. Hyundai helps protect you and your family on the road. They put your safety first and everything else second. We're talking with our guy Nick Friedell, talking about the NBA playoffs, conference finals. Tonight it is OKC and the T-Wolves. Ant-Man says he doesn't want to be the face of the league. If he gets to an NBA finals, Nick, and wins one, he's going to be the face of the league. And it's funny because he's an Atlanta kid, even when he was here and he went to, you know, with Georgia, and we were like, 1 year, but you could just see. We had him on the show, and his personality, even a few years ago, before he got into the NBA, was just, you could tell. He's got that aspect of it, and even if he doesn't want it, if he gets there, he's going to earn that, isn't he?
That is exactly what's going to happen, and I think you nailed it, because if you want to be the face of the league, sure, there's success that comes with that. You have to win, first and foremost. But if you want to be the face of the league, you either have to have an unworldly quality, and I'm thinking of Steph knocking down threes from all over the place because we've never seen it quite just like that, or you have to win and have a really great personality. And that's what cracks me up talking about the Ant-Man, because he's trying to push away all this talk, but he has the personality to back it up. He has that type of charisma that people want to see and follow what he's doing day to day, regardless of what he's doing on the floor. When you combine that with the ability to win at the highest level, well, now you're talking about a superstar that transcends just the game of basketball. So that's the track that he's on. If he continues winning with these Timberwolves, well, then he doesn't have a choice. I mean, he's going to have all that pressure and all the fame that comes with being the face of the league, because somebody has to take that torch. I mean, LeBron and Steph have carried it for a long, long time. I'd throw Kevin Durant in there as well, but all those guys, they're about to go. It's Anthony Edwards, it's Tatum prior to the injury. It's those guys who have to pick up the slack and take it a little farther now. And if he wins, he absolutely is that guy that the league is going to push behind even more.
Nick, just got a few minutes left. I know that William Chisholm is supposed to be buying the Celtics. He's going to ask for a rebate on this thing. What happens now? Because obviously Tatum's going to be out for a year, but the contracts, the money, are they going to try to do a soft reset, blow it up? What's going to happen?
If I were the Celtics, I don't see how you can keep the current roster intact. Because, guys, you know as well as anybody that pro sports are a business. And if you are telling these very rich people that they are not going to win at the level they either are accustomed to winning at or were buying the team hoping they would win at, good luck to the Celtics. I mean, that's just the reality of that injury. It's catastrophic for an organization. They're just not good enough over the next couple of years. So I don't see how you can run everything back, especially next year. And I'm thinking of a guy especially like Al Horford, who – of course, everybody in Atlanta knows very well. But I don't see how you can say, all right, well, we'll re-sign Al and we'll make all the different moves and we'll just hope that the Tatum returns. That's not the way it works. So if you're the Celtics, you have to play for a couple years from now. This team heading into next season, they're not good enough to win a title. And that's when really hard conversations for that new ownership group have to take place.
Great stuff, Nick. Appreciate you stopping by. Odyssey Sports NBA Insider. Who do you like tonight, by the way? First game.
Tonight, give me OKC.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
I just think they're going to try to set a tone, and they've got so much momentum coming in off the other day, guys. I'd be surprised if they let their foot off the gas here in game one.
Yeah, they've been great all year, best record in the league. Nick, we'll talk soon, man. We'll see how this plays out, and we'll be in contact, brother. Thank you so much.
Awesome, guys. Enjoy being with you.
Absolutely.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America. For America.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites, from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through two cartons in one day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Custom window treatments are a small upgrade that have a big impact. No better time to shop than now at Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. 100% online with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com can help. Our design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for ease, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Save up to 50% site-wide. Plus, get a free measure now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.